Greg Bench with Regions of Washington Street, your home for the perfect match on Cork Red FM.
First and foremost, was there a bit of relief after the game last Friday night down the cross?
Yeah, definitely. It was a must-win game for us, really. We went into it knowing that we needed the 3 points. Thankfully, at the end, we got the 3 points, even though it took a Shane Duggan 90th-minute goal to do it for us. But throughout the game, I thought we had a lot of possession. I thought we had all the main chances. They know they had a penalty in that, but I thought we looked a better team, and I thought we deserved the 3 points.
Games like that, you know, the way you won it in that fashion, like you said, a last-minute goal from Shane Duggan, do you enjoy those wins more, or would you prefer maybe kind of a boring 2-0 win or something like that?
I suppose a win is a win. Like, I know there's, for the fans anyway, it's obviously brilliant to score in the last minute and win it that way. Like, but for me personally, I take a 2-0 boring game all along, keep a clean sheet, win the game, get the 3 points. Yeah. Like that, like 2 or 3 games before, we conceded 90 minutes, so we know how UCD felt the other night.
Yeah.
Now getting into the dressing room, we were all buzzing, we were all delighted with the win. But no doubt if it was a minute or two later, it was going in as a 1-1 draw, we'd have been very disappointed.
Yeah, because I spoke to Danny Murphy last week and you could sense the frustration in his voice, and he said you are very frustrated with the late goals that were going in over the last few weeks, and I suppose you as the goalkeeper must have been as frustrated, if not more frustrated than anyone, I guess.
Yeah, it's absolutely sick when you look at all the games that we've conceded in the last minute. I think throughout the whole season so far, I thought defensively we've been outstanding. Yeah. I don't think we deserve to concede a goal in any of our 6 or 7 games that we played so far, but unfortunately, like, it's a 94th-minute goal, a 98th-minute penalty, and another 90-minute goal against Drogheda. But that's the way football is. You know, you've got to defend until the 94th minute, until the whistle goes. I know there was 2 penalties, which I thought weren't penalties, but referee gave them, but there's nothing you can do. Like people say, it goes in roundabouts. We got our luck last week, and hopefully, you know, there's another 2 coming away, and we can get the luck and get the 94th-minute winners or some other thing, yeah. Hopefully Saturday night.
Yeah, and I suppose the positive is that, like, fair enough, you did lose one of the games, but I mean, you got draws against Rovers and Drogheda away from home, which, at the start of the season, if you looked at it on paper, you would have said they would be good results.
Oh, that's exactly it. You go to these teams, like, and you're saying, like, going up there, obviously everyone wants to get the 3 points, but you probably would take draws going away to these teams. Win your home games, draw your away games, and know that you'll be close, you'll be thereabouts at the end of the season.
Mm. I suppose it just seems like with any team, really, if you're 1 goal up in the closing stages, you drop off that extra maybe 10 yards or something like that. Is it your job then to be screaming at the defenders to push up and stuff like that, or how does it work?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, you know, a lot of it's down to me, obviously, telling the lads to push up, but, like, it's hard at times, obviously. You know, you're 1-0 up, you're trying to protect the lead, and no matter if you're playing a terrible team or a top team, they're going to push you back because, you know, with a 1-goal lead, you just want to defend and hold up for the clean sheet. Yeah. But, unfortunately, we sat back, we've conceded. Look, we look to the future now, we look to improve on that. Tommy has us working hard and training defensively all season, and I think we've been doing very well defensively, but obviously it's just those 1 or 2 little things people remember. Yeah. But hopefully it won't be happening to us anytime soon.
It must be like a psychological thing or a kind of a natural instinct, is it? Like, I mean, like, obviously you've been playing for a long time now and you've been playing with a lot of defenders as well. I suppose it's just a scenario you're in. You're just trying to protect the goal, I guess.
That's exactly it. Like, even look at the game the other night, Malaga, 2-1 up, and as soon as they went 2-1 up, they just sat back and defended straight away. Like, it's just the way it is. No matter how high you play in football or how low it is in football, that's like an automatic thing for people to do when they got the lead, to sit back and try hope that you can keep what you have. Yeah. But as it goes in football, there's goals going in the last minute, and it's not going to be the first time, and it's not going to be the last time it's going to happen this season.
Yeah, just in terms of the communication side of things, I suppose. I mean, like, there's been a bit of a change around in centre backs for whatever circumstances, injury, suspension, and people not being available. Is that tough for you as a goalkeeper? Because I suppose it would be easier if there was a settled centre back partnership in front of you.
Oh yeah, you look at Sligo. Sligo have a settled back four for all last season, and it's the same what they have this season. And you see, they've kept something like 5 clean sheets already this season. So it does have its good points, I suppose, having a settled back four. But then again, we 4 centre halves that are as good as one another. So whoever comes in, it's up to them to play well and keep their place. But like, I think it could be Gary Buckley and Caelan Splann over centre half this week, whereas last week it was Dan Murray and Darren Dennehy. So look, 4 boys are equally as good as each other, so whoever plays there, I'm not really too bothered.
What about Sligo? 7 wins out of 7 looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're flying at the minute, you know, like, reading a few things about them and all that, they're saying they're not playing well and still getting results. I just hope this weekend they don't play well and we get the result. They look a very strong side. I think everyone was looking at Shamrock Rovers maybe getting close to pipping them. But I think of all the teams we've played so far this season, I think we're as good as any team we've played. So I hope we can be pushing Sligo all the way.
And like we said just before we started the interview, great game to be involved in, isn't it?
Oh, they're the games you want. They're the games you want to be involved in. Like, you want to, you play well throughout the season, you're going to get all these top games. You're going to get the Sligo, the Shamrock Rovers games. It's going to be packed house. There's no doubt it's going to be 4,000 or 5,000 at Sligo at the weekend. Same as when they come out to Cork, if they're pushing for the league, they're going to be 4,000 or 5,000 down here. So they're the big games you want. Same as cup finals. They're all the big games you want, and this is as good as a cup final, really, for me.
Yeah, they've scored 17 goals in the 7 games, so are you expecting a busy afternoon?
There's some decent players now, to be fair. Yeah, they've a lot of attacking now, options, I should say. But no, I'm looking to go to keep a clean sheet. I wouldn't fear anyone in the league, any strikers, anything. I think if we defend the way we can defend, and defend all the way to the final whistle, I think we'd have a good chance of picking up the 3 points up there.
Yeah, and you did well up there last season, and I suppose like we spoke about the kind of the draws you've gotten away from home this season, the results you've gotten away from home. So I suppose, I mean, there's no fear, I suppose, really, the fact that you are travelling up there and they are doing so well.
No, not at all. We went up there last year, Sligo were in the same thing. They were flying, everything was going well from everyone. Thought it was a banker, a Sligo win. We went up there, went up 2-0. We're unlucky enough to go 3-0 up. Then obviously they got one just after we missed to go 3-0 up, and they got it back in the game, and the momentum was with them. They got a 2-2. They were delayed with the 2-2 draw at the end. We were disappointed, so it just shows there's not much between the teams. And like I said, hopefully we can go there this week and get the 3 points and give them their first defeat.